Well, the Maine Black Bear football team gets ready to begin the long run of the college football season on Thursday night up at Alphon Stadium. The Thursday throwdown as arch rival New Hampshire comes to town. And to learn more about that game, we welcome in the voice of the Wildcats, our friend Bob Lippman. Bob, thanks so much for being with us.
All right, always glad to be on with you, Rich, and hope that for both of us it's a long, successful season.
Absolutely. Hope we're both doing games sometime in the winter months. That would be pretty awesome. New Hampshire riding the longest postseason streak in the country, and I have to say I must tip my cap to the tweet that was sent out a few days ago talking about the game. And the New Hampshire football Twitter account says, to some, it's the most important game of the year. To us, it's just the next one. That's a team that's pretty confident right there. And with good reason, they've owned the Black Bears over the last dozen years or so.
Yeah, and you really, you can't, I think, read a whole lot into it, because as you and I both know, the last two games in particular have not been decided until very, very late in the contest. Last year was a thriller, 24-23, and as it turns out, at the end of the year, New Hampshire needed that W in order to make it to the playoffs for that 14th straight year.
Well, let's take a look at this New Hampshire team, and it starts with the quarterback. Trevor Knight put up terrific numbers last year. My gosh, 291 completions over the course of the season, 3,433 yards, 26 touchdowns, and, well, some pretty talented receivers on the other end as well, with guys like Neil O'Connor and Malik Love. That's a pretty potent start to the offense.
Yeah, and I think it's a kudos to Trevor Knight, who has put a lot of time in the offseason to learn more and more about the quarterback position and how he can play better. If you knew that he was a coach's son, his dad coaches the high school that he played at in Nashua, New Hampshire, you'd understand why this part of the game, learning all the subtleties of being the quarterback, has made him such an elite quarterback. We sat down with him the other day, and he talked about probably the one area that he's practiced and researched more than anything else is running with the football and when to give up on plays. Every one of them doesn't have to be a 50-yard play, because he's got to be healthy, and they've got to get him to the finish line.
Well, the Wildcats' running game was not up to the usual standards last year, but didn't need to be because of what Trevor Knight did. But you're bolstered this year by the return of a talented guy who missed last season, and also a couple of younger guys, Evan Gray and Carlos Washington Jr., that I understand the coaches are pretty excited about.
Yeah, obviously we haven't seen Carlos Washington in game action yet, because he'll be a redshirt freshman when he suits up on Thursday night. Evan Gray handled the bulk of the running last year and did a pretty good job. But I think that Trayvon Bryant is a guy who's at a different level. He has that breakaway speed capability. Missed all of last year with a knee injury, and the fact that he's going to use his last year of eligibility to play for New Hampshire certainly adds a whole other dimension that was not there last year.
We're talking to Bob Lippman, the voice of the New Hampshire Wildcats. On the defensive side of things, some veterans back there, some guys who've been awfully staunch defenders over the years, and it starts in that secondary, Pop Lacey and Prince Smith Jr., among the best in the CAA.
Yeah, and I know you don't want to hear that they're all underclassmen. they're all gonna be back next year, too. That's really where New Hampshire has built the defense. Right, and I think our linebackers are pretty good, too. Jared Keel and Quinlan Dean led the team in tackles a year ago, but that secondary can make big plays because the linebackers hold themselves. And New Hampshire has question marks at not only the offensive line, but the defensive line, and whether they can put pressure on the quarterback, stop the big runs. That's still going to have to be proven, but when you get from linebackers out, it's a pretty stout unit.
Bob, what is it about this New Hampshire team, the coaching staff, that's allowed them to have this remarkable record of consistency, 14 straight winning seasons, 14 straight playoff appearances, and even when there are times when we suspect early on, oh, maybe this will be the year that New Hampshire, they always find a way to rally and play great football at the end of the season. I know it starts with Sean McDonald, but there's got to be a culture of winning that's part of that as well.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be that that guy who's on the team that doesn't continue the streak, right? So they put the time in, they make it work, they listen to the coaches, and you know, I dare compare it to the New England Patriots. We've won far more than our share of the 50-50 games over the years. And you know, whether you, some of that's the coaching, the and the play calling, and just the players in general, things have just worked out, and they have such confidence in the ability of what they are given by the coaches that go out and execute. They've been able to get the job done in the big games when they've needed them.
Bob, I understand this rivalry game is moving back next year to the end of the season. What have you thought of this this two-year experiment in playing at the beginning of the year?
I didn't have a problem with it from the standpoint of, you know, it just makes camp that much more significant. Every single day, every single hour that you're putting in the practice field, you know that you don't want to lose that rivalry game right there at the top of the season. I understand that everybody appreciates having that game at the end of the year. That seems to be when you play the traditional rivals. I mean, could you imagine if Ohio State and Michigan kicked off the season against one another? It just doesn't happen that way. But, you know, an interesting twist to the schedule the last couple of years. I think it was fun. And then let's go back to our traditional end of the year. And, you know, maybe play a few games before you have to worry about Maine.
After the Maine game, you guys take on Colgate, and then what ought to be a really fun adventure for you, you're headed out to the Rockies in week three.
Yeah, Colgate's the pick in the Patriot League. Mm. They beat us in the playoffs in Durham a couple of years ago, so they're no pushover. They can be a pretty solid program, but going to play a Pac-12 team, all right, now this is a whole other level. University of New Hampshire, I think since I've been there, we did go to the Big Ten once. We played, actually, they've gone a couple times because they beat Northwestern, but they lost to Minnesota after I had become the play-by-play announcer. But this should be a lot of fun. Colorado is going to have New Hampshire sandwiched between Nebraska and UCLA. They'll actually play UNH and then Chip Kelly and UCLA the following week, so it'll be pretty interesting.
Well, nobody in FCS football has had better success against those FBS teams than the Wildcats.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
You go out and you play them, and Maine's won you beat Mississippi State, right? And,
right.
Just getting all fired up and getting into those fun environments, I think, is something really special, and sometimes it breaks your way. I don't know if Colorado is within reach for us, but you know, we'll show up and we'll see what they can do.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We're hoping to at least get a glimpse of the Bryce Cowell musket. I know the Black Bears are hoping for more than that. Now, who's in charge? Is Mike Murphy handling the musket transportation this year?
And yeah, it's got to be Mike Murphy, right? He's the one who's protected it over the years. They wanted me to give you a hard time about the musket. Listen, it's in good shape. Taking good care of it. I heard Coach Harasymiak was asked in his conference call the other day about where he would put it if Maine won, and I think he said anywhere it wants to go.
Absolutely. Well, it's a great rivalry. We look forward to Thursday night. If history is any guide, it's going to be a close game right down to the wire, and it looks like we've got a very good night for you as well. So travel safe on Thursday, and we'll see you up at Alfond.
All right, thanks for having me on, Rich. And again, really hope that you guys have a very successful season. I know you're in good shape.
All right, same to you, Bob, and we'll see you Thursday night.
Yep.
That's Bob Lippman, head coach, not head coach. Oh, he could be. The voice of the New Hampshire Wildcats. The head voice, I guess.